Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, if you've ever met someone who is just so kind and positive and puts you so much at ease that you want to hang around them all the time, you might have met an encourager. And it's not just luck that they were born like that. According to the Bible, some people are actually especially gifted by God with that personality to encourage others. Keith Henry is the author of My Personality GPS. It's a book that wraps up a whole, about nine or so personality types as outlined in the Bible. He spent 20 years studying this whole topic of personalities and giftings. We're going to be talking about the encourager as well as the teacher tonight, and Keith Henry's back. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Sheridan.
And the first thing you said to me is when you sat down, you said, I might be a teacher.
Yes. Well, we'll find out, will we?
Why don't we? Let's talk about the encourager first, though. Give us the traits of the encourager, then we'll do the same kind of thing with a teacher and explore these two personality types as come out of the book of Romans in the New Testament.
It does, Romans 12. And God, it's interesting, God calls them the encourager. So what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to encourage. It's interesting he puts, you know, names on us all like that. Mm. But with the encourager, first, they're the most amazing people. They're the people that, you know, at school that could do anything. They're good at study. They're good at sport. They're the popular people. You know, they could do anything without trying. Did you know anybody like that at school?
It's funny because I've got the other traits of some of the things that I've read about the encourager, but I just didn't have so many of those ones. You just mentioned I wasn't particularly good at sport. I wasn't incredibly popular or anything like that. So, yeah. But yes, I certainly know some other people that have got that, you know, got that down pat. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So the encouragers are very fun people, right? They're the Peter Pans of the world. They struggle with wanting to grow up. Because it's so much fun being a child, right? And so they always have fun. They're looking for the next excuse to do something really enjoyable. They love travel and excitement. One of the words they often say is excitement. Oh, this is exciting. Mm. If you ever hear the word exciting, think of them as an encourager.
Right, yeah. Right? So they flit around. They're the kind of party people.
They are. You've got real extroverts in them, which are the leaders of the party, but you've got quieter encouragers, but they still just love having fun, and they're like a honeypot, you know, that everybody comes around them because it is encouraging to be around them.
Sure. So obviously there's a lot of strengths there, a lot of strengths for the encourager.
Well, that's the problem. There's so many strengths in them that they never have to work through life. And they have all these problems then as a result of it because they've never had to discipline themselves. Right? So if you're looking actually in 2 Peter 1 in the Bible, it actually says the virtues of the different personalities. And the one that we all have to have that we, you know, often don't have, but the one for encourager is discipline. And they lack discipline in their lives because they never had to discipline themselves, didn't have to study at school, didn't have to train for the sport, didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, because they're just naturally endowed.
Naturally.
So also the whole issue of focus would be difficult then for them too if they've just been able to do so many things. Settling on one particular thing to build a career out of or to really concentrate their efforts on would be difficult too, I'd imagine.
They're always changing. Right. There's a good example in the book, for instance, Tim. Did you read about Tim in the book?
I didn't get to Tim, no.
Right. I met him about 3 years ago, and he's a photographer. Or he's been a printer, been a video man, took up wedding photography. And he was just about to change later on, you know, I'll do the next thing in life. But I talked to him, and he was a really good photographer. He had nothing. He's married with two kids and had an old car. And so within 3 years, I've said, no, this is your gift. This is your ability that you have. He's now Wedding Photographer of the Year. He's got new cars, a house, lots of great things happening to him. He's just been invited on the world's best photographer's website, an international website, one of only six Australian photographers to be on it. He focused, what you just said, he focused, and once they focus, they take over the world. Right, they can, because they have so much talent and ability, but they never go deep in it. The surface people, or you've heard the term scatterbrains, right? They're brainy, but they scatter their brain.
Right. Yes.
A bit of this, bit of that. They're generalists. They never really want to go deep into something because they go deep into it, it can get boring.
Yes.
And you've got to work. It's a bit painful.
Yes, yes.
But once they go there, wow, they're champions.
Yes, okay. So obviously, you mean you've just touched on there some of the weaknesses, therefore, of some of the encouragers' personality traits, really.
Yes.
They have to then kind of, you know, focus and discipline themselves into one particular area. Keith Henry is with us. We're talking about personality types, and we're talking about the encourager. And now the teacher. Give us some traits of the teacher.
Right. Well, the word teacher, first, before we go on to that, is not, we think of it in today's terms, a teacher, like in a school teacher with a group of children. It's not that in the Bible. The teacher was almost a one-to-one person. Right, they'd be a mentor to somebody, take somebody on, show them, train them, and that sort of thing. So nobody really is a teacher in today's world using that terminology, but that's in the Bible, and they really are a teacher. What it means is they're interpersonal, right? They're very good one-to-one. They don't judge people, right? They accept people. They're welcoming people. They're your friends. Very easy, you know. Like the encourager, everybody wants to be around them for fun. But the teacher, you know, it's just really nice sitting down with the teacher. Mm-hmm. Let's go and have a cup of coffee with the teacher. Mm-hmm. They're just so friendly that you want to be with them, because there's no judgment there. There's no having to be up. There's no – you can just relax with them. They're peaceful people.
Mm. Would you say that wisdom comes with this as well? They are just naturally synthesizers of information, you know, just kind of taking the lessons of life and passing them on. I mean, are you actually going that far as well?
Yeah, that they are quite. They do focus, so they do actually take on information, and where they're passionate about, they really are focused on people. So, if they, you know, like what you're doing, they want to work with you. Mm-hmm. They want to support you, mm-hmm. right? The natural talent of them is interpersonal. So, if you look at Howard Gardner's, it's a theory of multiple intelligence. Their intelligence is interpersonal. It's being friendly. You know, they make great, not salespeople in hard sales, but soft sales where you're going back to the same people all the time.
Okay, yeah.
You just can't wait for them to come around.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're such nice people.
Right, yes, yes. And are they naturally good communicators? I mean, when we're looking at the teaching aspect, are they good communicators too?
One-to-one they are.
Right.
Yeah.
One-to-many, not so much.
No, they're not upfront people like the encourager.
Okay.
They like to take – they can stand up and talk in front of whole groups.
Yes.
But they don't go searching for it.
Right, yeah.
Right? They're quite happy to be a little bit more reserved.
Well, Ken, I think I'm a hybrid because I speak in front of big groups and I actually love it, and yet I do enjoy the personal one-to-one as well, and I do enjoy kind of, you know, teaching, communicating, but I'm not the sporty one, and I'm not the incredibly, I don't think I'm the popular one anyway. So yeah, hybrids, you can have kind of a bit of both, can't you?
Well, you can. That's right. You can. You if you put it another way, everybody has a dominant personality type.
Yes.
Right? Let's say yours was teacher, right? But you could find that your subdominant, your next one, could be an encourager,
right,
for instance.
Yes, that's probably a good way to put it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
So it allows you to be, you should be a natural one first, because that's your strength, right? And if you look at the teacher, the downside, say, of the teacher, is that they can get too passive, right? Because it's nice to relax,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So where the encourager is a fantastic starter, right? They encourage it. Let's get going. Let's do something, right?
Mm, mm.
But they're a terrible finisher because they get bored with it.
Right.
As with the teacher, they're slower to get started. But once they're started, they have their actual virtue is perseverance.
Okay.
They can persevere with something, right? So they can really stick with it to the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a real value in understanding what your personality type is, isn't there?
Well, I asked at golf on Saturday morning, we play at 6:30, just 9 holes, and we have a little breakfast afterwards. I said to the guys, I said, well, you know, you all do personality, and you've heard me talk many times and read the book. You know, what do you think about it? He said, well, it's great to know who you are, but what do you do with it? And this is what you just said, Sheridan, and that's really important, because what do you do if you're the teacher and you know your low side, I struggle with getting going. But if you're passionate with something, you don't, right? Mm-hmm. If you really want to do something, but otherwise you struggle. So how can you overcome that? And what you have to do, if you're a teacher, you have to set goals. right? And you, so you know where you're shooting. If you're an encourager, you have to sort of focus, you know, so you can actually take the, you know, the struggles that that personality has and overcome them and be a star in whatever personality.
Yes.
Because in the theory of multiple intelligence, it says it's not how smart you are, it's where you are smart.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody is exceptionally smart, right? They really are. And if you take each personality type, you can find, like the teacher is interpersonal. So they're people smart. They have a natural ability to get beside people one-on-one. They're the best at it.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Well, I'm going to be enjoying continuing the series in the next few weeks. Next week, we'll look at the carer and the giver. And then in the future, we'll look at the practical server and the theoretical server. I look forward to defining those. And then the prophet and then the leader. Thanks so much, Keith.
Pleasure, Sheridan.
It's fascinating stuff. Personality types we're talking about. And Keith Henry is the author of My Personality GPS, which is out through Ark House Publishers.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.